Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akila Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, an investigation has been launched following a burglary at a commercial premises in Mough. The HSE has confirmed that there has been an outbreak of mumps within the northwest. There are fears a decision by Dublin Port to phase out the intake of cruise ships will have a devastating impact on tourism in the northwest. And according to the Irish Cancer Society, on average over 1,000 people in Donegal are diagnosed with cancer each year. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15, followed by Nuacht with Colm Fersher. But first in news, an investigation has been launched following a burglary at a commercial premises in Mough. The property was targeted at around 3:30 this morning, with damage caused to the door of the building during the incident and a number of items taken. Gardaí say no arrests have been made and investigations are ongoing. The HSE has confirmed that there has been an outbreak of mumps in the northwest. Since the beginning of this month, there has been 13 confirmed cases, mainly in the South Donegal and Sligo Town areas. The HSE, however, says the number of cases has decreased somewhat in the past week. Dr. Anthony Breslin says the recent cases of measles and mumps in the northwest demonstrate what can happen when MMR vaccine rates fall. Laura Donnelly has more.
Mumps is an acute viral infection that is spread from person to person by coughing or sneezing and by direct contact. It is a potentially serious disease for children and young adults and is very common in young children who are not vaccinated against it. Symptoms of mumps include fever, headache, malaise and swollen tender salivary glands. It also often gives the appearance of swollen cheeks or jaw, which begin to appear 14 to 25 days after exposure. People with mumps are most infectious from 2 days before to 5 days after onset of symptoms. The HSE is advising anyone who develops mumps to stay at home for the 5 days after disease onset to prevent spreading the infection to others.
Angela Merkel has pressed EU leaders to make stronger plans for the border with Northern Ireland if there's a no-deal Brexit. The German Chancellor was involved in a discussion among EU leaders about what would happen if the UK crashes out of Europe. Our political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
The German Chancellor has been concerned about the border for some time. She's previously told the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar that a hard border will have to be considered if the UK crashes out of Europe. Sources say that during Brexit talks in Brussels this week, Angela Merkel again raised concerns about the lack of planning for a border. Leo Varadkar says he knows what Ireland's solution looks like.
The only way you can avoid a hard border is special arrangements. If you want to know what they look like the backstop.
Meanwhile, the extension to Brexit's getting a bashing in the UK. The DUP, whose votes are key to getting the deal passed, say that Theresa May has been too eager to capitulate to the EU, and that rules out a huge amount of ERG votes as well. For the European Council's part, attention's now turning to London.
The fate of Brexit is in the hands of our British friends.
Where Leo Varadkar thinks a deal may be possible.
Prime Minister May believes that there's a pathway to victory, to getting a majority in the House of Commons.
While it looks like a huge challenge to get it passed, Donald Tusk says it's not impossible.
As you know, hope dies last.
There won't be a no-deal Brexit now next week, but it's definitely not off the cards long term. Sean Defoe in Brussels.
There are fears a decision by Dublin Port to phase out the intake of cruise ships will have a devastating impact on tourism in the northwest. The number of cruise ships permitted to enter Dublin Port from 2021 onwards will be cut to 2 per week, with turnaround ships prohibited. The CEO of Dublin Port says the decision was taken due to the need for increased capacity for container traffic post-Brexit. Last year saw 2 major cruise ships dock in Killybegs, with thousands of passengers travelling from there to the surrounding tourist attractions. Speaking on the 9 till noon show today, tour guide with Excursions Ireland, Anna Connolly, says the decrease in the number of ships entering Dublin Port will have a huge impact on the economy.
It'll affect the whole island of Ireland, every port in it, because the main thing about it is that Dublin is the big attraction. And if they don't come into Dublin, they're not going to go on, they're not going to come up round here. And Belfast or Killybegs, Derry, If they don't come into Dublin, they will just not be coming into Ireland, full stop. I don't know whether Brexit now has anything to do with this or not, but it says, like, from 2020 onwards.
People have fought long and hard to attract the cruise ship industry to Ireland, because it's a fantastic, if at nothing else, it makes Ireland a postcard. If this is undone, I'd fear we'd lose this trade forever.
My comment on the email, I said it makes a joke of the Wild Atlantic Way. The people that went to the trouble to get that Wild Atlantic Way slogan going. And it has been very, 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 it has been very important and has been a great attraction. And now, look what's happening now. As I say, these turnaround ships, people fly from all over the world to join these ships because they're coming into Dublin. I think it would be a terrible blow to the economy if they're allowed to stop.
€12 million is being invested in the replacement and rehabilitation of approximately 40 kilometres of old water mains across the county by Irish Water and Donegal County Council. Irish Water says the works commenced last September and will be complete by the end of 2019. They say it will reduce bursts and lessen the loss of clean drinking water through leaks. Work has been completed in Kerrykeel, Dunmore, Fanadh, Menaleck, Ranafast and Sheshganbeg. Greg Hughes has more.
Irish Water says works are ongoing at Derrybeg, Brinalac, Argry, Ballandrate, Lifford and the Ballybuffet South Back Line. Works will commence in Bundoran West at the end of April and Corker and Ballyshannon in May. Remaining schemes currently at design stage are Abbeylands, Ballyshannon, Three Trees, Quigley's Point, Cabri and Redcastle. It's envisaged that these schemes will commence in the summer of 2019. Irish Water says they envisage the works being completed on all sections towards the end of this year, and this will improve the level of service to consumers and making significant progress on leakage reduction within the county. Traffic management will be in operation at all sites during the works, and residents and businesses in the affected areas will be notified ahead of the work commencing and provided with contact details should they have any questions.
Over 1,000 people in Donegal are diagnosed with cancer each year. Today marks the Irish Cancer Society's annual fundraising event, Daffodil Day. Last year, 51 terminally ill cancer patients in the county received 196 nights of care, allowing them to remain at home during their final days. Ina Barrett from the Irish Cancer Society says while the number of people diagnosed with cancer each year is increasing, research is having a positive impact on survival rates.
Unfortunately, the statistics are on the increase, as we know, it's showing signs that by 2020, one in every two of us will receive a cancer diagnosis in our lifetime. So with those figures in mind, the demand on our services is on the increase as well. And we are aiming to be there to support everybody who is impacted by cancer, but we can't do that without the support of the people out today on the street selling daffodils for us and those out there supporting them.
The other significant increase, of course, that has to be recognised is the increase in cancer survivorship, and that's crucial in terms of the work the society is doing. Much of the work the society is funding is leading to that increased survivorship.
Absolutely, the society has invested heavily in research, and it's because of research that we now know so much about cancer. Despite it getting so common, we know much more about it. We have better treatments, better outcomes, better education and awareness programs where people are getting themselves checked out early, and as we all know, an early diagnosis is half the battle of surviving your cancer diagnosis. So it's hugely important, and the research that is going on here in Ireland is phenomenal. It's world class, and oftentimes the world's eyes are looking in on Ireland and some of the research projects that are going on, and so we're very proud to be associated with cancer research.
The youngest victim of the crash that killed three people in County Tyrone on Sunday night has been laid to rest. 16-year-old Connor Curry and 17-year-olds Morgan Bernard and Lauren Bullock died while they queued to get into a St Patrick's Day disco in Cookstown. Casey O'Rourdan has this report.
Connor Curry's teammates formed a circle around his coffin as it arrived to St Malachy's Church in Eden Dork to have one final huddle before saying goodbye. His friends prayed for all the victims of the tragedy.
Pray for all those impacted by the tragic event of last Sunday evening. May God be close to them, to bless and strengthen them, and to hold them in this loving care.
Father Kevin Donaghy remembered him as a star, both on and off the pitch.
And he was a star on the football field too. The trophy brought up at the start of the Mass here, just one token of the commitment and skills that he was developing.
Thousands gathered earlier today as funerals were held in Dungannon and Dunamore for 17-year-olds Morgan Bernard and Lauren Bullock. Lauren was celebrated as someone who had a positive outlook on life and achieved a lot in her 17 years. Morgan is remembered as a humble young man who would always listen and be there for somebody if they needed him. Casey O'Riordan, Eden Dork, County Tyrone.
Gardaí are investigating after a suspect package was found at an Impost depot in Limerick this morning. It's believed to be linked to a series of letter bombs which were sent to addresses in the UK earlier this month. The Army Bomb Disposal Team was called to the centre in the Docklands just after 6 a.m. and the building was evacuated for several hours. A viable improvised explosive device in a plastic envelope was identified and made safe. Donegal County Council has been urged to ensure speed calming measures are installed outside St Murr's National School in Tubin before a tragedy happens. Local councillor Jack Murray has called for measures to be installed during school hours in particular, following reports of a number of near accidents recently. He says the road there is extremely fast moving and the area experiences heavy traffic during school hours as parents drop off their children while others walk or travel by bus. He's asked that a number of options be examined.
Tubin School, an extremely busy school, and that road is the main road from Derry to Buncrana, so it's one of the busiest roads in Donegal, and it's a particularly good stretch of road which allows for motorists to gain speed. And unfortunately, in the last couple of weeks, I've had a number of calls from motorists and parents alike who've witnessed near misses. I've been in touch with the council and I've asked that road safety measures are employed to remind people, particularly in school hours, particularly early in the morning and evening time, when children are being dropped off, they're crossing the road, there's children walking to the school there. There's actually secondary school buses pick up children there, so there's children crossing the road at that time too. So I think the most beneficial might be the large neon flashing lights that remind people at those times of the morning that the children will be crossing the road, and just be extra careful. I'm hopeful that the council will take that on board and will act as soon as possible before we deal with a real tragedy on that road.
Is there sufficient signage outlining the speed limits on the road? Because there are points on that road where the limit goes down to 60 kilometres an hour and motorists mightn't necessarily be aware of that.
There is signage, but I think we just have to be pragmatic and realise that it's not working. There has been near misses, just like in Maharabeg on the Newton Road. There was signage there, but motorists tended to ignore them and still flew on, and risks remain. So I do think we need to do everything necessary, because we can't be coming back to this after a tragedy and thinking we should have done more. And I think we really need to act now.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, with the latest arrivals of men's, women's and kids' clothing from leading sports labels like Nike, Adidas and Under Armour.
It's 5:15 and time for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with football, and Jonathan Walters has announced his retirement from the game. The 54 times capped Republic of Ireland international has been forced to call time on his career due to an Achilles injury. He scored 14 times for his country, with his goals in a playoff against Bosnia sending Ireland to Euro 2016. His last Ireland cap came in the 4-1 defeat to Wales last year. Declan Rice could have been playing for the Republic of Ireland this weekend, but instead he's set to make his England debut in their opening Euro 2020 qualifier. They take on the Czech Republic at Wembley tonight. Jadon Sancho's expected to start in place of the injured forward Marcus Rashford. Shamrock Rovers are without Jack Byrne for tonight's SSE Airtricity League Premier Division match with Finn Harps and Ballybuffet. The former Manchester City striker is with the Republic of Ireland squad for tomorrow's Euro qualifier in Gibraltar. Tonight's match between Rovers and Harps kicks off at Finn Park at 8 o'clock. Jeremy Doherty will be there for Highland Radio Sport, and we will have live regular updates as from the kickoff time. Rovers will move 7 points clear at the top of the table if they take victory in the only game to be played this weekend due to international call-ups. As for Harps, they, of course, are still looking for the first win of the season. Finn Harps have 4 members of their under-19 squad included in the Republic of Ireland schoolboys side for the first Centenary Shield fixture away to Scotland next Thursday. Lee McLaughlin, Jack Doherty, Corey McBride and Dara Ellison will be part of William O'Connor's panel for the tie at Ayr United FC. In the Irish League Premiership, there's a Northwest derby among the ties this weekend. Institute are taking on Coleraine tomorrow. That, of course, at the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium. There's an earlier than scheduled kickoff time. It's due to get underway at 1 o'clock. We will have updates from that one tomorrow afternoon. The action starts tonight with Linfield, the leaders, away to Dungannon Swifts. And among the local soccer games being played here in Donegal over the course of the weekend, there is two standout ties on Sunday. Knockala Caravans Cup quarter final. We'll see Glengadge United taking on Letterkenny Rovers. That one's going to kick off down at the Crewe at 1:30. Extra time and penalties if required there. And before that, the Brian McCormick Cup semi-final is taking place on Saturday evening in Ballyar. Kickoff time is at 6 o'clock. Ballybuffet United and KG Rovers are set to battle it out for a place in the decider. To Gaelic games, Donegal host Kildare in their final divisional game this Sunday in Ballyshannon. A victory is key for Declan Boner's side as it could seal promotion back to Division 1 and give Donegal a place in the final at Croke Park the following weekend. A Kildare win could also mean a move up for the Lilywhites. Meath and Fermanagh meet Navan and both can also make it through. Neil McGee, Frank McGlynn and Paddy McGrath are expected to feature while Jason McGee will return from suspension. Michael Langan is now rated as 50-50 to play and the returning Paul Durkin could be named among the matchday squad. Declan Boner is expecting a strong Kildare side to put it up to them on Sunday.
They have plenty to play for. You know, they'll see it as an opportunity if they can turn us over, that you know, they're in with a huge chance of going back to Division 1 football also. And we're well aware of what they can bring to the table. I mean, they were very, very good last year if you look at them, and you know, probably should have beaten us in Ballyshannon. They created a number of goal chances. They took three of them, and we have to be very, very careful. They went on then to beat Mayo and go on to the Super 8, so they are a threat, there's no doubt about that there. And they have some very, very good footballers and probably as strong a midfield pairing as there is in the country, with Kevin Feely and Tommy Mulick, and you know, the Wojtek Brophy and Flynn and Healy, those guys up front to keep grubbing. So it's a strong Kildare team, and you know, it's going to be a big, it's going to require a big performance from our point of view. And you know, if we get that performance level for the 70 plus minutes, then we're in a big, big chance.
Declan Boner, Donegal manager. Donegal against Kildare throws in at 2 o'clock and the Highland team will have full live match commentary from Father Tierney Park in Ballyshannon on Sunday Sport as from 1:45 in association with Gael Oil. It is of course an important weekend of National Football League games with sides battling at the top and bottom ends of their respective divisions. Among the Division 1 games is Tyrone against Galway. Tyrone hosting the Tribesmen on Sunday and having lost to Kerry and Mayo in the opening two rounds. Tyrone were under a bit of pressure, but three victories since, including one against Dublin, has seen Mickey Hart's outfit now in the hunt for a top two finish. While Derry have already secured their place in the Division 4 final, they're taking on Wexford on Saturday afternoon, and that one throws in at 4 o'clock. At the same time, at the O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny, Donegal's senior ladies are looking to get back to winning ways after their defeat at the hands of Cork last week. Westmeath is the opposition tomorrow, and a victory there for Donegal would cement their place in the semi-finals of Division 1 in the ladies. Two changes on the Donegal team from the side which lined out at Parky Run last weekend. Ashley Nee and Niamh Hegarty come into the starting lineup in place of Aoife McColgan and Shannon McLaughlin. We'll also have coverage from that match tomorrow afternoon on Saturday Sport. And the draw for the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Donegal Champion Club Championships will take place in Ballyshannon at Father Tierney Park after the Donegal game on Sunday. The draws are due to get underway just after 4 o'clock. The Senior Intermediate, Junior A and Junior B football draws will be made, as well as the Senior and Junior Hurling Championship draws for 2019. In boxing, Jason Quigley will face Finland's Matthias Ekland on Saturday night in the Donegal Boxers UK debut. It's part of the undercard of the Charlie Edwards world title defence against Angel Moreno at London's Copper Box Arena. Undefeated Newport bantamweight Sean McGoldrick, a man with strong Donegal family connections, is also on the bill. Quigley hit the scales at 11 stone 9 pounds 5 ounces earlier this afternoon, while his opponent weighed in slightly more at 11 stone 10 pounds 2 ounces. A win will take Jason to 16-0, and he is expecting a tough fight this weekend.
You know, a lot of these Finnish, Swedish, Danish fighters, you know, they're all tough fighters, and there's no giving them, and they don't lie down easy, do you know what I mean? So suppose that makes for a great fight with an Irishman, doesn't it? But, you know, look, I'm looking forward to getting into the ring, and doesn't matter who it is across the ropes from me, I'm getting in there to put in a performance. I've worked too hard now to let anything slip at this stage. I'm going to get in there and give it my all, and I know once I get in there and give it my all, it'll be enough. And, you know, as I said earlier, I'm very excited, looking forward to this fight now Saturday night. I mean, he's a great opponent, and I'm ready to put on a show.
Jason is due to take to the ring at around 6 o'clock on Saturday evening, and that fight will be streamed live on Sky Sports Boxing Facebook page. One of the toughest events in the country happens this weekend in Donegal. The race, based out of the Garton Outdoor Centre, starts at 5:30 a.m. tomorrow morning, with the competitors set to complete 250 kilometres in 24 hours, which will involve running, trail running on the bike and kayaking as well. It's going to be another busy weekend for the race, and we'll be following the action on our sports programme Saturday and Sunday. Ulster number 8, Marcel Cusia, will start for the Northern Province for the first time since January, when they took on the Southern Kings in the Pro 14 Rugby League tomorrow. He's been out with a back injury. A number of the Irish provinces play tonight: Leinster against Edinburgh and Connacht against Benetton Treviso. Wales captain Alwyn Jones has been named the Six Nations Player of the Championship after leading his country to their first Grand Slam in 7 years. It's back to All-Ireland League rugby tomorrow afternoon for the North West side. City of Derry and OMA both on the road. City of Derry will take on second from bottom Sea Point, and OMA are on the road as they make the trip to Dublin to meet Malahide. In golf, Thomas Peters holds a one-shot lead at 8 under par at the halfway point of the Maybank Championship. Ireland's Patrick Harrington's made the cut as he finished at 1 under. Ulsterman Graham McDowell is 5 shots off the lead heading into the second round of the Valspar Championship in Florida. He sits level par. John Diamond and Sepp Straka share the lead there. Finally, in motorsport, it's round 2 of the National Rally Championship on Sunday. Once again, there'll be a big Donegal interest heading to the Midlands Stages Rally. Declan and Brian Boyle are seated at number 2, while in the modified section, Kevin Eaves and Stuart Darcy will be battling it out for honours in their Corolla and Escort respectively. That's it, Michaela. Enjoy the rest of your Friday. It's going to be another busy weekend of sport.
Thanks, Oisin. And for weather now, staying breezy for the rest of the day with some bright or sunny spells and isolated showers in moderate or fresh westerly winds. It will be a cold night with clear spells and some isolated showers and lowest temperatures of 1 to 3 degrees. Just to have a look at the closing headlines, an investigation has been launched following a burglary at a commercial premises in Moff. The property was targeted at around 3:30 this morning, with damage caused to the door of the building during the incident and a number of items taken. The HSE has confirmed that there has been an outbreak of mumps in the northwest. Since the beginning of this month, there has been 13 confirmed cases, mainly in the South Donegal and Sligo Town areas. There are fears a decision by Dublin Port to phase out the intake of cruise ships will have a devastating impact on tourism within the northwest. The number of cruise ships permitted to enter Dublin Port from 2021 onwards will be cut to 2 per week, with turnaround ships prohibited. And the youngest victim of the crash that killed 3 people in County Tyrone on Sunday night has been laid to rest. 16-year-old Connor Curry and 17-year-olds Morgan Bernard and Lauren Bullock died when they queued to get into a St Patrick's Day disco in Cookstown. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Coming up next is Nuked with Colin Ferriter, and we'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Shamer Mahasa Colum Ferriter and Shodlin, the Preeb Skelty, Tuskemur a Rachtal a Glor Nigel Darav Anam Kemena. It's a cusbor in the scheme of Shaw, na Kirkhige Toaste, a div Kirkhon Ken Nigeligija, a Kahu a mask costu fobble. Agus Kodu Kamai, the Groupi Ura, con Mientus Aku Fain a Iru, Major Lashin Geliga, sa fobble. Curry foran the glor nigeliga, colia or a groupy geliga, legomai, go legomesha danan, furbert confrastal, reactanus fobble geliga, fulai. Bei crinniú an maidir le céimeanna agus forbairt na Gaeilge in inis óin ag clubte Cumann Lúchlas Gael ó Carán Dóna ar an aoine a níl leas fi den de bhí Márta agus Seaarta Clog Tráthnóna. Tá deontas cadaithe ag bord Forras na Gaeilge, co-thionscadáil Gaeilge na Halabain agus Gaeilge na Héireann, agus de chompantais drámaíochta ar fod na ar fod an Ellen. Cadaíú sim faoi scéim deontas Colm Cille a chaithaíonn caidreamh idir Gaelic agus Gaeilge, agus ba imeachtaí a reachta le linn na bliana in a measc an thionscadáil, nasc le scola tíobh siar Ellen Dheois atá a reachtal ag an Clár as Gaeilge. Cadaíú os cionn 200,000 euro de sé chompantas déag drámaíochta faoi scéim na chompantas drámaíochta Comaí, sa gach eolas ag Forras na Gaeilge Bunkaí. Tá obair idir leabhar faoi láthair chun ábhar tacaíochta a tholáthair don ábhar léitheoireachta atá i gló Hanna de ranga 3 agus ranga 6 na thar rangana sa Mónscoil mar chuid de thionscoil an sé den si. Lena chos sin taithar a géirí ábhar nua léitheoireachta a chur ar fáil den na rangana céirne. Chuige sin tá scríbhnóirí a lorag a bheith san an uairscéaltaí ranga ach go háirithe a chur ar fáil. Agus tá sprech data fógraithe don scéim deontas Colm Cille inniu an dearna leas fiad a bhí Márta, tá sé mar aim ag an scéim caidreamh a chathú idir pobal teanga Gaeilge na Halabain agus an Éirinn Comaí. Sin mo chuid sa eile go léir slán agus barracht.
The obituary notice is for this Friday evening, March the 22nd. The death hath taken place of Frederick David Derek Allen, 144 Berry Hill Road, Dunamana, funeral leaving his late home on Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock for service in Dunamana Presbyterian Church at 2:30, burial afterwards in Mountcastle Cemetery. Family flowers only, donations if desired to Macmillan Nurses, care of Mrs. Ruth Hay, funeral director. The death has taken place of Vinti Carr, Ballyconnell, Fulcara, formerly Cashel Gortahork. His remains are reposing at his home in Ballyconnell. Rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. Removal from there on Sunday going to St Finian's Church, Fulcara, for 1 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Hannah Doherty na Gault Moville. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 11:15 for 12 noon Requiem Mass in St Pius X Church Moville, followed by burial in Ballybrack Cemetery. Family time please from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Nellie White at Garshui, Newton Cunningham. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Calais, with burial afterwards in All Saints Church Burial Ground, Newton Cunningham. The death has taken place of Tommy McCallion, 11 McGurr Park, Strabane, and formerly of Brook Street Avenue, Derry. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 9:15 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 a.m. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time please from 11 o'clock tonight. The death has taken place of Ian Lockhart, Glen McQuinn, Letterkenny. Remains are reposing at his residence. Funeral leaving there tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 for 2 o'clock service in Convoy Presbyterian Church, with burial afterwards in the family plot in the adjoining churchyard. Family time from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. Family flowers only, donations if desired to Heart Research, care of Ernie Gibson, funeral director. And the death has occurred of Tony Doherty, formerly of St. Junan's Terrace, Raphoe. Remains reposing overnight at St. Junan's Church, Raphoe. Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery.